sometimes we create boxes and put ourselves in there. And then we blame people and say society puts us in boxes. Society is just a construct. We put ourselves in predefined boxes and we allow fear and doubt to overcome us. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of what people are going to say. And we're afraid of the unknown. Welcome to the Beyond the Bouquet podcast, where we dive deep into the heart of Christian wifehood. Our stories will unravel the wonderful, messy, and downright hilarious journey of being a wife. Whether you're already married or dreaming about that bouquet toss, join us for real talk, laughter, and a sprinkle of wisdom. I'm your host, Zara Marie, and it's Beyond the Bouquet time. Let's dive in. Hey, wife friend, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bouquet podcast. Now, it's been a minute I did a solo episode, so I thought why not delve into this topic solo. So today we're talking about embracing new beginnings, starting over as a Christian wife, and that entire clean slate. So whether you're facing any major life decisions, embarking on a new journey, I am famous at this point in my friend group for trying something new. So if you're, you know, embarking on a fresh chapter or you are simply looking into some sort of renewal, then this episode is for you. Let's explore how to navigate these transitions together with faith, with courage, and with grace. All right, so let's do an icebreaker that all of us can participate in. So before I start discussing, I want you to think about one thing you're looking forward to as you take on this new chapter, as you tackle this new beginning, this new journey, this new adventure. And I want you to talk about it on like your Instagram story and then also tag us in it at Beyond the Bouquet podcast. I've been really trying to keep up with all the podcasts and share all the podcast episodes and sharing them on our social media pages. But I haven't been very consistent, but I promise you things are sorting out now. Big up Ifu everywhere. Ifu is my virtual assistant who helps me to not go crazy. And we are working on making sure that at least clips from the episodes go out, right? So let's look forward to that. And I hope when the clips from previous episodes go out that you share them on your pages. Also, have you left a review yet? Come on. If you're listening to this, wherever you are, go ahead and rate us on wherever you're listening to this podcast, because that's how all the podcast networks and platforms will know that we are serious if the ratings are up. So go ahead and leave that rating. All right. So let's get into it. So let's talk about clean slate. As we talk about the clean slate and I just think about the different opportunities that we have for renewal in our life, I just envision purity, I envision grace, and I envision the fact that even Jesus gave us a second chance. So why not give ourselves a second chance? And if I should think back on my story and all the times that I have tried things and decided to not do them again and try them again, especially when it comes to business. You know, I've done a lot of stuff in business. I left my 9-to-5 very early of going into it. After about 6 months of traditional legal work, I decided that I can't do this. I'm going to go on my own and I'm going to do business and law at the same time. I'm going to do content creation. I'm going to go into the online business world. And at every stage of the game, it has been scary. It has never been an easy jump. But every time I do it, it has gotten easier. So I remember the first time I bought a high ticket course. It was a course on Instagram business. The course literally was called Instagram Business Academy. It was from two ladies who were European at the time, and they were teaching you how to create an Instagram strategy that allowed you to make money and to scale your service-based business. Why did I take that course? I took that course because at the time I thought I wanted to be an Instagram coach. And I was very committed to being an Instagram coach. And I learned so much. That course taught me a lot about sales psychology, taught me a lot about marketing psychology, and it was a lot of money, like $800 or something like that. And it was the most terrifying investment ever. But then I made that money back more than once. Like, I made that money back times more than that, right? I won't go in detail times what. But every time I needed to pivot again, because then I left that and then I did something else and I did something else and then I did another course and I developed those skills. And every time I needed to take a leap to either buy a course to develop a new skill or to go somewhere, to go to a country that I've never been, whether it's by myself or it's with Sandre, no matter what happened, taking that leap just became easier. Still scary, but it became easier. So embracing each new beginning with purpose, with intention, and with just understanding that life is so dynamic. Life is so dynamic. When you look on the wonders of the world around you and you see all the trees, you see the waterfall, you see how the whole atmosphere comes together, the weather and how the seasons change. Nothing is stagnant. Everything is moving. Nature moves. Animals move. The only species what thinks of them should stay the same are human beings. So that's why I'm all about redefining your life at any point. You have the power to redefine your life at any point. We look at Ruth. Ruth, as we know, is a Moabite woman. She faced significant losses. And there was a time for her to make a change. When her husband died, Ruth decided that she was going to remain loyal to her mother-in-law, Naomi, and she was going to accompany her back to her homeland. Ruth was faithful. She was humble. And she moved on. When Ruth, she moved on, guess who Ruth broke up in? For those who don't understand Jamaican vernacular, when Ruth went back with Naomi, that's when Ruth found Boaz. And Boaz was wealthy. And Boaz was good looking. And Boaz was nice. And she became his wife. And I think that just shows us how God can bring beauty, how he can bring redemption out of any challenging circumstance. And those challenging circumstances and those leaps will lead you to a new beginning. The new beginning that you never even thought of, the blessings that you never even saw. Sometimes it just takes us stepping out of our comfort zone and doing something that is completely different. As humans, we don't like different. But sometimes we have to go towards different. Because different will expose us to different things, to different people. And especially when it comes to being a wife and wifehood and, you know, we are growing in our role as a wife. What we knew in year one, we know more in year two. And maybe sometimes we need to go back to what we knew in year one and what we know in year five and what we know in year 10. It's going to look different. And your spouse has to learn a new version of you every time you up level, every time you shift, every time you embrace a new change. As well as you'll have to learn a new version of your spouse as well. Because as we move on, we become different people. And I think the beauty in change and the beauty in evolution is that it keeps us looking forward to what's next. It really does. And I think at the helm of it is having faith that regardless of what this new slate is, that God will give us the courage and the strength to press through. He will give us the resilience to navigate through these new journeys. And I want to say too, the next thing, right? Never be afraid to start over. It's not too late. All right? So some people might be listening to this. Some wife might be listening to this. Oh, I can't do them something there. I'm too old now. Oh, I can't do this. I'm too old now. Oh, I was a housewife for 25 years. I can't now go and learn a new skill and start a business. So sometimes we create boxes and put ourselves in there. And then we blame people and say society puts us in boxes. Society is just a construct. We put ourselves in predefined boxes and we allow fear and doubt to overcome us. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of what people are going to say. And we're afraid of the unknown. And the truth is, it's natural to feel that way. So what I've been doing, when it comes to failure, is that failure can be thought about in two ways. I can either learn from this failure, grow from this failure, or teach somebody else from this failure. So even failure cannot flop me. Failure cannot flop you. Give it a shot. Because out of every 10 shots, one can stick and one might bust you away. And you just never know. You just never know. So let's get rid of the failure thing. The fear of what people are going to say on judgment. Honestly, something that I had to come to terms with. It's very harsh, but I have to come to terms with that. The world doesn't revolve around me. And a lot of people don't care, which is good and bad. But the truth is, you couldn't make 500 pivot. People don't care that much. People are going through their own crap. And you think that, oh, people are going to say this or people are going to say that. Anybody who does not want you to progress and to try new things, those opinions aren't opinions you need anyways, right? So the fear of judgment and fear of people, think about it this way. The people who are giving you advice, as I've said in previous episodes, are they living the life that you want to live? If they're not, we're moving on. And of course, the biggest one, the fear of the unknown. Now, there are a lot of things that we don't know. And I think the things that we don't know, the way I justify it is by telling myself that if I knew, I would need God. I would need faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the fact that tomorrow is going to bring a whole new experience that I have no idea how it's going to come together, it's not my problem. That's under me name Jesus. And I mean, I know I said this and it's easier said than done for sure. But at the end of the day, that's why we have to trust in him. That's why we call ourselves Christians, because we believe in the supernatural power of God. And when I think about even with the judgment, somebody like the prodigal son could embrace the unknown, could embrace the judgment, could embrace even the fear of failure or the fear of looking like a failure. He could embrace that because he trusted that when he went back home, something was going to happen. Like, he knew that his father would open his arms. He never so sure if he would have got into the pit or if he would have got into the castle. He never really think about the castle thing or the big mansion. But he knew that his father wouldn't tell him to go back. And I think that we need to have more confidence in just the fact that God will catch us. And I'm speaking to myself here too. I'm not perfect. I'm also on a journey. One of my biggest fears was when I was starting the YouTube channel, actually. And it is still one of my sharing on YouTube is still one of my biggest reservations. And I think, and that's why there are certain things I'll never talk about. There are three things I've decided to not talk about. One of them being cooking. You'll never see me do a cooking tutorial because, not because I'm fearful of failure or judgment or people. It's not really fair. So come to think of it, you have some fear and you have low tolerance. So there's fear and then there's low tolerance. So I have low tolerance of people's opinions on certain things and food being one of them. And that's because I really like what I like. When I like something, I really like something. I don't care what your opinion is. So because of that, I decided to not share on YouTube, right? But let's go back to the fear. So the fear is that I was afraid that, one, I couldn't live up to this whole Christian character that I was portraying. And I was also very fearful that the videos would flop, right? But over time, I recognized that this fear, one, was holding me back. And then two, my story of failure and actual trying was a way more inspiring story than it was perfect stories. And a lot of times you think that, like, by putting yourself out there, you are going to look weak and people are going to see you try and you're very afraid of what that will look like and nobody will buy your product and stuff like that. But the truth is, your story of trying is a much more inspirational story than a perfectly curated story. And when I even think about no, and people talk a lot about the Instagram algorithm not working and not showing people their feed and stuff like that. And I haven't been creating perfectly curated content for at least about a year and a half, almost 2 years. And I still get followers every day. My reach is very good. And that's because I've just been open, authentic, and transparent through story posts. And when I do share stuff on my feed, it resonates so well because it's real. It's from a real place. We're in the age and the stage of social media where we think that we have to have this sense of perfection in order to put something out there. But I want to tell you today that whatever idea you're sitting on as a woman of God, as a wife, as somebody who is gifted, whatever skill that you have, whatever new thing that you want to do, whatever step you want to make, you can't allow yourself to be your biggest enemy because you think that people are in their head. And most times, honestly, people do not see us. It's true. People do not see us. So let's now look at the whole concept of it being too late. For some of us, we spent 4 or 5 years in university and we got this particular degree and we feel like it's too late now to switch or to pivot. For some of us, we gave up a lot of our lives to childbearing and to child raising. And now you're empty nesters and you're wondering what next, but it's too late to move on to something new because who am I? For some of us, it is you're locked into a specific career and you've given so much to the career to climb that specific ladder and you want to maybe start a business or you want to start creating content or you want to learn a new skill, but you think that won't go hand in hand with this chosen career. Whatever it is, whatever that big choice is, you think it is too late. It is never, ever too late, okay? Period. It is never too late. My favorite story about this is actually my mother-in-law, who is the real G. And she will probably tell you her age at 50. I think she's like 55 now. And she openly talks about it because she knows she look good for her age. You know, when a big woman love taught them age because they know they look really good. Okay. So she gives us young people a run for our money because she stays healthy. She stays in the gym. Her body is amazing. So she gives us a run for our money all the time. Right. But even as an empty nester, because she has 2 adult children, she's doing a new activity all the time. So whenever I talk to her, I have to ask her, what are we doing now? What are you learning now? Some days she's learning a new sport. Some days she's learning a new instrument. Last time it was salsa dancing. It was voice training. And she's always doing something else. She has really shown me that at any time you decide to redefine your life, you can. You don't have to stay in the box that society puts you in. Because that same box is the box that will keep you feeling unfulfilled and miserable. And I find it so fascinating how many households are miserable because the wives are miserable. And then you get miserable because you have nothing that's fulfilling to you and you are not doing anything that's moving you forward. So then you have bitterness and hatred to the guy who wants to stay out late and play domino or who wants to go play football on a Sunday because that's his thing. And you find that especially as wives, we tend to take on this persona of wife, of mom, of lead nurturer of the household, as cook, as ironer, as the person who does chores. And we take on that persona and we get so tired that we forget that we are women, humans, we're whole people. So then you lose your identity in this role of a wife by trying to serve everybody else and you're forgetting to serve you. And I know all of this, Zara is maybe sitting from a place of privilege. It might be easier said than done. If I don't do it, it doesn't get done. People with younger kids might feel like, you know, there is nothing they can do about it. But we've seen in previous podcasts that moms have found ways to make it work. Moms with young kids have found ways to make it work. We just have to be intentional. And it doesn't mean that every day you're going to be gallivanting and trying new things every day. Your new thing will look different in each season, right? And let me show you what that means. So right now, you might be like me, Zandre and I are, you know, we'll call it DINK, double income, no kids, which means that we have much more disposable income to do a lot of new adventures. So like our 3-month backpacking trip last year, around going around the world, that left us high and dry. That left us, we never have the money when we're done, but it was amazing, right? That was a whole new thing for us. And that was a whole new journey. And if we could flip from the year before, the new thing for us at that time was that we were getting married and we were moving to a whole new city. That was our new thing. We wanted to move because Zandre liked the atmosphere in Montego Bay and we wanted to give it a shot. We've never lived anywhere else other than Clarendon and Kingston, so it was new, right? Those were our new things. And we travel a lot. Now we're in a season where Zandre has to work a lot. He's not as mobile as I am. So the traveling has to calm down a little bit, right? But then we're working on a new project that you'll hear about soon. But that new project, not a baby, just putting that in there, not a baby. But that new project will be our next new thing. Yeah. And then my friend who just had a baby, her new thing is that she's now going to go and walk the baby and join some other moms to do that walk. And then now she has friends. So instead of now deciding that I'm going to be miserable all this time and talk about nobody can relate, now she'll have mom friends. Then I have another friend who has a baby. And what her new thing is making sure that she does some self-care treatment at least once per month. So once per month, she brings that baby and drops the baby off at her mom. And she goes to either get a massage, a facial, a pedicure, or a manicure. I think she chooses two out of those four or five services. And she does them every month. That's one day she goes to grab something to eat. That's one day that is for her. She pours into her. That's her new thing. Then I know somebody else who got the opportunity to teach in a new country. And that is their new thing. And then I know people with kids who decide that we're not keeping any more birthday parties. We're going to take you traveling to see the world instead. So instead of paying all this money on a birthday party, I'm going to bring you to Dom Rip so you can see another country and their culture. That's their new thing. So your new thing and your new stage and your new journey will look different based on the stage that you're in. You might not be able to take salsa dancing classes like my empty nester mother-in-law, but you might can try something that resonates with the season of life that you're in. You can't be envious of somebody else's season because you don't really know all that they went through. But in every season, there is something fresh. There is some new adventure for you. You just have to be open to finding it. Sometimes I think that we are not very open as humans overall. As I said, we're the only species that don't like change. So in a new city, and we haven't made any new friends because we refuse to go anywhere, right? You said that for the people who are listening this who are single, you said that you want a man, but you're not going anywhere to meet the man. You're not going to find the man in your bedroom, right? And I always find it so funny when people say, yeah, but when I go other places, I'm not going to find a man in those places. But the truth is, the more you put yourself out there, the more you can expand your network. And in the expansion of your network, you'll be able to meet people who know people who invited to somewhere else, who know somebody else, who know a brother, sister, uncle, father. And you never know. You just never know. You never know what opportunities await you on the other side of embracing a new slate. On the other side of reinventing yourself as something completely different, as someone completely different. When I think about all the times I've reinvented myself, I always chuckle at it. And I've said this openly before, that every part of your story comes together to form a beautiful manuscript. You might think that these pieces don't come together, but they all form a part of a beautiful manuscript and they make you unique in your particular way. All these things add up. One time, I was a chef because I went on work and travel. And that was my thing. And that's who I was for the summer. And I embraced it wholeheartedly. As a matter of fact, I didn't get a second job. I've never worked two jobs. Quick fact. You know, when people go on work and travel and they work two jobs, I've never done that. And that's because I've always worked sufficient hours and sufficient money for the one job that I'm in. So the first year I was a chef and I embraced it with all I had. And I was learning new recipes, new cuisines. Listen, I never had a big chef job, you know. I was a line cook, okay? I never nothing. There was a sous chef and there were like about six of us as line cooks. But the difference between how we, I wasn't the only one who tackled it like this, but our chef really allowed us to explore a lot of things. And may have been a chef it before. Like, you know, you cook your regular rice and peas and curry chicken and say Sunday dinner and whatever. But I didn't know a lot about different cuisines because there were students there from all over the world and he wanted to make sure that we were cooking food from all over the world, right? But I embraced being a chef and I was the best I could be in that season. And as that season evolved and I left, the following year I came back as a waitress. And when I tell you, friends, I was the best waitress I could be because I needed to work for the tips and the tips were tipping. Yeah, the tips were tipping. So every time, and I would put on these characters and reinvent myself all the time, not in like a psychopathic way or whatever, but more in the way where I was okay with being this person in this moment. And all those little skills have added up and they continue to add up. Every skill that I cultivated through every conversation, through every insight, through every course, workshop, training, masterclass, going into the online space, decided that I wanted to be a social media manager, to be a social media agency owner. And I was in law school to be a lawyer. And where I am now, I'm in the operations management space. And just of having all the aspects of my story add up to formulate this current story is so fascinating to me. And every time I tell somebody the story and they're trying to hire me for something, they're just always so fascinated. And then I recognize how fascinating the story is because you can become a unicorn in your space without even recognizing it just by taking that next step. So I said a lot, but one of the things I want you to leave this episode with, I want you to leave this episode with four main things. One, always embrace the opportunity for renewal. A clean slate is completely okay. This opportunity allows personal growth and transformation. Two, redefining your life and embracing change takes courage, but it's going to be okay. Three, it's never too late. Embrace the hope, embrace the possibility of the future. Embrace the truth that it was never too late. There are lots of people who took up acting in their 50s, 60s, 70s. It's never too late. And then the last thing is to not be afraid to start over. Because the fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, the fear of judgment is beyond you. You're greater than that. And also remember I said it, who cares? Yeah, so that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about on this solo episode. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember to leave that review, 5 stars, and tell us what you think about the podcast. And I'll see you next time. Bye, guys. Thank you for sharing in this incredible conversation with us on the Beyond the Bouquet podcast. We hope our discussion has brought insight, laughter, and a sprinkle of joy to your day. If you resonated with our chat, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your thoughts mean the world to us. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that your journey, just like this unique topic, is a beautiful story in the making. You are enough, you are loved, and you deserve good things. Let's continue growing together as daughters of God. If you have questions, topic suggestions, or just want to connect, find me on social media @Zara.Marie. Until next time, keep thriving beyond the bouquet.